Thank you for attending this session. Please welcome Andrea Patricelli from Tirasa.
Good evening, all. I'm going to talk about... I'm Andrea Patricelli, I'm from Italy. I am a software engineer at Tirasa SRL, and I'm going to talk about Apache Syncope, IDM, 2.0, and user UI. I am a committer of Apache Syncope project since 2013, and proudly became last October a PMC member of this project. I'm involved into Apache Syncope world since 1.1 release, and I started from scratch last year this new end user UI, we call it end user console or end user UI, better, and I'm also involved in other embryonic projects like Syncope with Docker. I want to thank a lot for their work, their huge work on this end user UI, also Giacomo La Monaco, that is the guy on the right in the image, and another PMC of this project, and Matteo Di Carlo, that were two main developers of the end user UI. But first, I will introduce IDM world identity management, what is, and so what is Apache Syncope. I call it Syncope, it can be Syncope in English. Then I will focus on a specific user of this scenario, of the IDM scenario, that is the end user, actor. And then I will show you the story of the evolution of this end user UI. But let's start from the beginning. What's IDM about? Identity management deals with identities that are digital identities related to a person. This person, people, can have multiple accounts on several applications, several credentials on several applications, but also several attributes, several data records stored on the applications. And so all information is spread all over the a series of applications. IDM technologies, so identity management focuses on identities and on data records. We will go further on this this kind of concept. IDM technologies involved into IDM world are mainly storages of user information that we call identity store, provisioning technologies. The provisioning is mainly the mechanisms to put in action to synchronize data across different identity stores, and access management, that are all the mechanisms, security mechanisms, implemented to safely access to this information with which managed by the identity manager. But let's make an example to be a little bit clear. Suppose that we have a company. This company is logically divided into sections, HR, call center, desk, etc. And in this company, around this company, there are a lot of different kind, different types of persons, partners, employee, customers. And obviously, people does not have an account and their information on only one identity store. For example, an employee can be registered on several identity stores, on several data stores. So, in this kind of complex situation where identity management and identity manager, that is the implementation, that is the tool to do identity management can be placed at the center of this ideal architecture. In fact, an entity manager's main goal is to centralize information, to manage provisioning of this information to and synchronization from these different identity stores that does not talk with each other, and to provide access to people, to administrators, for example, to this centralized information. So identity managers, the main goal is to centralize data records, to give also the possibility to deal with authorization on these records. Apache Syncope is the ASF identity manager. Accepted by TIRASA in 2010, it graduated as TLP quite soon, and it is a growing project, project like numbers that are growing fast are witnessing. But we will focus on a particular character of this this scenario, the end user. The end user is can be addressed like the simple identity, like a simple identity. It is the user that is not, an user that is it is not directly involved into other identities or administration management flow. It is a user that wants to interact. It is first stored as an identity on the identity store, but wants only to interact and to manage its own profile. All the operation, the features provided to the end user can be addressed like as self-management. Obviously, Apache Syncope, IDM, has already and since first releases a visual interface that we call the administration console. This administration console is a role-based access administration console. It provides the access to all the features of the that Apache Syncope provides, and it is easy to use and developed with Apache Wicket. This console is mainly born to manage identities from an administrative point of view. And simple end users? Since 1.0 release, we developed a self-management console that is a simple self-management UI that is an integrating part of the actual administration console. So 1.x release is complete, and it provides the three main self-management operations, self-registration, self-update, and password reset. And this is how looks like the 1.x self-management console. You can notice that this is on the left, the first, the main register, the main login form of Apache Syncope. And so functionalities have been integrated into this console and into this UI. Isn't this enough? Yes. We already have all the functionalities needed, all what we need to give to the end user the ability to self-manage his own profile. But the need for a more dedicated tool was rising for several reasons. And last year, we decided to implement an application completely separated from the console, as much as possible unrelated from the core, and mainly a UI that would have been more configurable more customizable also in the appearance. We did not want to be forced, for example, to use the administration console as an end user console. Also, for the most trivial purposes, I want to change CSS, I want to change functionalities, I cannot do in the actual 1.x implementation. So we started thinking to vary a bit and to differentiate between the implementation of the administration UI. I want to point out that actual end user to actual administration console 2.0 is developed. It was successfully developed with Apache Wicket. It looks very different than the 1.x console because it uses Wicket Bootstrap, and so we still have a big application that uses all technologies used for the 1.x. But we wanted to a completely different application for the end users. We wanted we decided to take into account that a client-side JavaScript application could fit to our needs and to the needs of the customer. First, for some generally not negligible advantages, but also and moreover from an Apache Syncope architectural point of view. It would have guaranteed high customizability, modularization of self-management features, and better fit to customers' needs about appearance. So we thought a simple three-tier like architecture made of a JavaScript front-end, a J2E back-end that would act like proxy towards the Apache Syncope core that obviously deals with the real identity management. J2E back-end is only the intermediate layer to guarantee more security in a way. We wanted to modularize this application and wanted to introduce this proxy only to better decouple functionalities of the core from the console and to isolate end user application. Technologies chosen for these purposes were AngularJS for the JavaScript front end and a good old friend, Apache Wicket, for the J2E backend. And what is the actual implementation? Actual implementation is made by an AngularJS front-end application that talks with HTTP with a Wicket application that exposes RESTful services. We decided to implement and to use only this particular feature of Wicket for several reasons. Because we already knew this framework very well. We do not wanted to introduce new technologies and new dependencies in our project. And because it would have guaranteed, for example, session management and a configurable Java application for our very simple proxy backend. This application implements interfaces then to talk with Apache Syncope Core RESTful backend, like whatever other application that wants to interact with Syncope Core, obviously. So we are in this communication, we are like the actual and 2.0 and user administration console. AngularJS front-end is made by a Nemusi-like structure composed by HTML views, controllers, and an intermediate layer that interacts with the backend application that are the AngularJS services. We choose AngularJS for different reasons, because it well implements MVC in JavaScript, because I have already experience with this framework than other JavaScript frameworks, and it's very difficult to move in this world. And it is well documented, and it gave us the we were ready to start to implement with this kind of technologies, and so this was a valid choice. We made some scouting also with Backbone.js, but we found that AngularJS from with several spikes was the best solution, best working solution, with less code implementation, JavaScript side. Obviously, it was not all sunshine and rainbows development, because integration between Apache Wicket and AngularJS, like we wanted to do, was very little explored. Because end-to-end testing was well documented, end-to-end testing of a JavaScript application was well documented, was easy to program, but difficult to integrate into Maven lifecycle. And also because introducing a client-side JavaScript application would have introduced some security issues. And so we focused on few but very important functional and not functional requirements for the development of this console. About functional, we wanted, obviously, a wizard-like form, like the administration console looks. We wanted session and authentication management that, like I said above, are delegated to JSession, to Java session, to Wicket, and authentication management is made on Syncope. We did not focus much about these issues. Moreover, we wanted, obviously, to implement these two, all the three functionalities of self-management, and we wanted an integration test suite integrated into Maven lifecycle. About not functional, we mainly wanted a highly customizable interface, easy to use, and we also wanted to implement some basic security features that would have guaranteed a good point from which to start different implementation. The main goal of the end user is that it should be, that it has to be a proposal of implementation. It's the actual implementation is our implementation, but it has been taught as an open implementation. We wanted to make an easy to use console also for the developers. If the customer wants to introduce functionalities, change CSS, HTML views, and whatever, he has to develop himself with very few steps, with very few lines of code. And we are still working about it. Innovations. Innovation respect to what? Respect to the 1.x and usage UI. I am going to show them. We have a playground zone on Apache VM made available by Infra, Apache Infra. And we are setting up a kind of DevOps environment. This is how looks like the main section of the console, the UI, user UI, that is the self-registration, self-administration wizard. As you can see, we developed a breadcrumb that we call intelligent breadcrumb, and I will show why. We already implemented a validation, an each step validation with custom validation messages for whatever purposes. We also we already implemented some managing of some Apache Syncope 2.0 concepts, like groups, auxiliary classes, assignment, and realms managing. For example, I'm adding this new user, or I'm adding myself as end user to realm 2 with group additional. And I will get two classes of schemas that are attributes that a user can have. And this is how looks the main attribute page. I'm filling all the fields. Okay, we have derived schemas, virtual schemas, obviously. The three kinds of schemas that Syncope provides, resource management, and that's why I called the breadcrumb intelligent, because we decided to implement with this proposal also a mechanism that would have guaranteed the correct flow of the wizard. I can browse now the wizard easily, but only in self-registration when I reach the finish. Like you can see, we gave a basic implementation of some security features that I'm going to show, to describe, like CAPTCHA validation before submitting the form. That is, we can enable, disable this feature. Also, CSRF validation to prevent XSRF token validation to prevent CSRF attacks. And we implemented a simple Apache Wicket CAPTCHA, but we can install a Google reCAPTCHA. I'm also showing one of the innovations about customizability. I started a local environment with a local end user console, And as customer, I do not want derived schema and virtual schemas steps in the wizard. So what can I do? If I know how to put the answer, I go into the code. Obviously, in the main configuration of the application, I do some magic with JRebel. Just a copy. And I'm going to see, and I can see that these two steps disappeared. But so I've broken the end user. No. Maybe the buttons or the functionalities. They're not broke. The functionalities and the wizard, because now we are still able to navigate into the console. So with little console is open mainly to little changes like this, but also to other different implementation and extensions. This is only an example of our way to proceed, on our way, our thoughts about console's purpose. Okay. Another important section, testing. Thanks to Giacomo La Monaco that dealt with this kind of issues, we have successfully integrated AngularJS testing made with ProtractorJS framework into Maven lifecycle. I'm going to describe you how. ProtractorJS is quite complex engine. It needs a server on which to run, a web driver to interact with a browser, and so the several components has to work in synergy. We decided to take as a web driver Selenium. We elected as a preferred browser, but this is not the single choice, a headless browser called PhantomJS. And we installed, and I'm going to describe how, a protractor application written with Jasmine DSL onto a Node.js server. And we successfully integrated this into Maven Lifecycle, mainly with Maven plugins, PhantomJS plugin, Selenium plugin, and Node.js plugin. Maven deals with installation and setup of these plugins and runs up a cargo application that hosts the end user UI, the core, and maybe the console if we need. And so we set up with Maven, with the help of plugins for each of these components and and cargo plugin, as an environment to make integration testing, full integration testing, quite easy, developed with the help of Jasmine DSL. Is it over with the end user? we can go home. We have another good implementation. No. As I told you, end user is a proposal, but we want to improve this proposal by enabling other killing features like social registration, deploy, full independent deploy. So we want to provide a standalone installation of this user. We successfully made on Payara, but we also thought about an Node.js server, but we are discussing about it, and we are thinking about AngularJS 2.0 support and other features. If you want to join, if you want to contribute to the discussion about this, we are open to new ideas because console and user UI is not done. So, thank you very much for the attention, and if you have questions, I'm here to answer. Thank you.
So I'm not a web developer, okay? So I'm gonna ask a dumb question. You're using AngularJS on the front end, and then you've got Wicket RESTful services in the middle with the J2EE. So you've got a WAR app, and then, and this is just my ignorance, I'm sure, but so why would you need Wicket at that point if AngularJS is serving up the pages? Could you have just bypassed that and just had any framework for the middle, or?
Okay, good question. In fact, we are thinking about getting rid of our WAR application. We are thinking about a standalone application, and so implement this proxy layer in another way. But we decided to use Angular because we wanted to host first, in a first time, the end user on the same installation of Syncope. Having a Tomcat, having a WAR was not a problem. And we wanted to start quite soon. So this Wicket implementation was the fastest, and the implementation with few lines of code as possible. We do not want to rely fully on JavaScript because we did not trust fully on JavaScript. So we wanted to use, for example, Syncope RESTful clients that is a library. Very, very easy to use that instantiates RESTful clients for Apache Syncope core services. So we could made it only with a Java application. So we wanted to decouple AngularJS and Wicket because we wanted Java layer to leverage interaction with Syncope, and we wanted AngularJS and or a JS framework only because it was maybe more customizable and more extensible without too much effort, like I've shown this. I don't know if I answered.
You did. And so the 2.0 admin console, is that AngularJS or is that Wicket or what is your 2.0?
Admin console. Admin console is fully Apache Wicket.
Okay.
And we'll use Apache Wicket. And user console is quite different module, very detached, decoupled from the end user, the administration console. Yes.
Okay. And then perhaps one more question. So the that wizard that you were stepping through. It had a page there for the user to select groups, I saw. How does that work? I mean, is there an approval process that happens there? You know, I'm an end user, I'm self-registering, right? Or is that not an end user? Is that more of a, I mean, what's the...
Approval, user approval, you are...
So I'm saying that, you know, as the user was stepping through the wizard, you had one of the pages had a group field.
Yes.
And so the user was entering in what group they wanted to be added to.
Yes.
Right? And so that's an end user, right? They're self-registering.
Yes. In the only instantiation of this end user, those tab was removed because group assignment, it could be too much for a user. In right. fact, it is quite administration task to choose what realm. The realm and can enable delegated administration, can enable administration on objects of the realm. So it could be quite dangerous to self-assign these kind of permissions. But first, we have a syncop validation about a syncop approval. When I create a user, it will be approved by an administrator.
So it's as if they're requesting those groups, and then there's an approval on the server.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes.
Makes sense.
Definitely. Yep. And we wanted to build a complete proposal. We wanted the customer
right.
give the customer possibility.
They could customize it out if they didn't want it.
Yes. Yes. Also. Yep. Also because auxiliary classes. This is another reason, because auxiliary classes that I'm going to show to you. I forgot. Okay. Auxiliary classes and groups assignments impact on the plain schemas page. For example, if I assign additional group to the plain schema to this user, it gains some attributes. So we wanted to show to the customer, to who wants to use the end user, that right. the attributes provided are not magically not showed, are assigned by group assignment and any object class okay. assignment. So these are only...
And the same would be true of that realm, right? For the user to add themselves
yes.
into a realm, that would be...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is right for the realm, mainly because the realm leverages the groups that we can assign, for example, in this example and in the implementation, leverages the groups that I can assign to an user. For example, two contains, let's see, even contains additional. Root realm does not contain additional. Even two, for transitivity, contain additional that impacts on the form. So.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
If I understood correctly, the driving factors to decide to go for AngularJS were the learning curve. It's quite, you can do something in a relative short time.
Yes.
And, I would say the general appealing. I mean, you can find something that is ready for your application is good looking, etc. Yes. This is what I get.
Yes,
reasons.
Also, because yes, in fact, the wizard, for example, was very easy to implement with two libraries, two AngularJS official libraries, AngularRoot and AngularState.
UI, the other library, Angular UI, maybe, I don't know.
Angular UI, yes, mainly Angular UI router, yes,
yeah.
And Angular and Energy Animate, Angular Animate.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, because we found a lot of libraries that fit to our needs, also about the first appearance that we wanted to give to end user. And also modularization. We easily divided the code into controllers, services, and so, yes, maybe there are other frameworks that allow this, but we show, we were able, I haven't mentioned another feature of end user that I liked pretty much while starting, directives that give us the possibility to extend HTML, extend functionalities very, very easily by implementing few lines of JavaScript and plugging in to the application. So with this kind of directives that are pluggable and unpluggable, we can enable some features, remove some features, and we want to go into those directions. If I want to remove a controller, a particular functionality, I have to touch only, for example, I have to remove the a controller to add the controller, but we easily modularized. This is the another reason.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
So thank you all for attending this session, and again, thanks to our speaker.
Thank you very much. The war of the frameworks is not done. The war about...